There will come a time when it will have been in vain that Egyptians have honored the Godhead with heartfelt piety and service. The gods will return from earth to heaven. O Egypt, Egypt, of thy religion nothing will remain but an empty tale. Only the stones will tell of thy piety. And in that day, men will be weary of life, and they will cease to think the universe worthy of reverent wonder and worship. And so religion, the greatest of all blessings, will be threatened with destruction. Men will think it a burden and will come to scorn it. As for the soul, and the belief that it is immortal by nature, or may hope to attain to immortality, as I have taught you, all this they will mock, and even persuade themselves that it is false. The gods will depart from mankind, a grievous thing, and only evil angels will remain who will mingle with men and drive the poor wretches into all manner of reckless crime, into wars and robberies and frauds and all things hostile to the nature of the soul. Then will the earth tremble, and the sea bear no ships. Heaven will not support the stars in their orbits. All voices of the gods will be forced into silence. The fruits of the earth will rot. The soil will turn barren, and the very air will sicken with sullen stagnation. All things will be disordered and awry. All good will disappear. But when all this has befallen, Asclepius, then God, the creator of all things, will call back to the right path those who have gone astray. He will cleanse the world of evil, washing it away with floods, burning it out with the fiercest fire, and expelling it with war and pestilence. And thus he will bring back his world to its former aspect, so that the cosmos will once more be deemed worthy of worship and wondering reverence. Such is the new birth of the cosmos. It is a making again of all things good, a holy and awe-inspiring restoration of all nature. And it is wrought inside the process of time by the eternal will of the Creator. Again, the prophecy of floods, fires, war, and pestilence has already come true. And we can and will prove that the earth's recent behavior is unprecedented in modern times. Notice that this prophecy again does not involve every living thing being destroyed. It points to a world in which the gods are no longer on earth, if such people ever did live here in the past. It also says the changes we're now going through pave the way for a new birth of the cosmos that will create an awe-inspiring restoration of all nature. Given all the other prophecies that associate the exact same set of circumstances with the 2012 to 2014 time window, this also seems to be a perfect fit. Another very curious clue in this passage is where Hermes says this transformation is wrought inside the process of time. That's a very curious choice of words. What might he mean by the process of time exactly? Could it have something to do with this great cycle? Time becomes much more interesting once we explore the new science concepts in part 2. I came across more and more of these mysterious Golden Age prophecies as my research went on, not just in Hancock's discussion of Hamlet's Mill, but in a variety of other sources. It was obvious to me that the ancients took this prediction very, very seriously. I realized that if these ancient prophecies were, in fact, talking about a real event, there had to be a physical process involved. It had to be something tangible, something measurable, and therefore something that could be studied scientifically. And clearly, the most important clue we're given in the worldwide ancient myths is, study the precession of the equinoxes. Find out what it really means and how it really works. As the years went by, I spared no expense of time or energy in that quest. One of the first major clues was apparently built into the Great Pyramid of Giza, which may forecast nothing less than a messianic event for humanity as we head into the age of Aquarius. Once I understood the symbolism, the symbol on the back of the U.S. dollar bill became much more interesting. The founding fathers of America appear to have been very well aware of these archaic prophecies and gave us a new and improved version of the same prophecies we see in Sumer, Babylon, India, Egypt, Greece, and Rome. The American eagle is the new version of the Egyptian Bennu bird. The pyramid is the Betel, a symbol of the awakened pineal gland. The founding fathers may have even started the United States to help usher these prophecies in. And once you understand the seemingly impossible miracles of the Great Pyramid's construction, it becomes much easier to see how this may have been considered as the ultimate living proof that gods had once openly assisted humanity here on Earth.